friends and all the usual shenanigans. Following the dream.
Hiya, mate.
Hiya, mate.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Andrew.
Merry Christmas.
Hey.
Oh, woo-hoo. Hiya, mate.
Oh, hiya, mate.
He didn't see you over there behind your desk.
You're always forgetting about me.
Yeah.
But you are not allowed to look that way, as you know.
No.
Because you'll go... How's it going? Christmas Day?
Yeah, Christmas Day.
So what did you do this morning? What time did you get up? 5 a.m?
Oh, we're with Archie, so we've been up since the crack of dawn at our house.
Have you?
Yeah.
How old's Archie now?
2.
Oh, right. Yeah. So he's wide awake bouncing around then.
Yeah.
And presumably, Andrew, you've been up since 1st of November.
1st of December. I'm still like a big kid.
Hey,
even though I only ever have slippers under the Christmas tree from my mother.
Oh, right.
I'm still up at the crack of dawn.
Oh,
to open
right.
up those, yeah, yeah.
No, I don't do it anymore. I mean, my kids are a bit older, but I say, no, just lie in for a little bit longer. But when they're little, they all want to get up early, don't they? What's your process for Christmas Day?
I was just about to ask you the same question. What do we all do?
Go on, you go first.
Depending on what time it is, I get up, and then my sister always sleeps over at our house on Christmas Day because we're all together in the morning. So I go into my sister's, and then go into my sister's bedroom, and then we go and wake my mum up.
Oh, right. And what time do you start drinking and stuff like that?
No, I don't drink.
Oh, do you not?
No.
We do rest of the year.
No, I do.
You do.
It's alright.
And you, Andrew? What do you do Christmas Day?
Mulled wine is normally on by 8 a.m.
Oh.
On the stove.
8 a.m?
Oh, yeah.
What time do you actually start drinking it?
8 a.m.
Oh, wow.
Jesus.
I'm probably up about 7 on Christmas Day.
No.
Yeah. Eat and drink, and that's it, really.
Do you do dinner, Andrew? Do you cook it?
But I don't like push the boat out or anything.
No.
That's a good point, though, dinner-wise. I mean, in my household for years, and my family and my parents and whatever, we have Christmas dinner about 2 o'clock, always, because you have a big breakfast late in the morning, and everybody gets together.
Yeah, we normally have bacon butties.
Yeah, well, we do a big breakfast at about 2 o'clock, yeah. You do big dinner, 3 o'clock, The Great Escape. Or a Bond movie.
Oh.
Boom. And then fall asleep.
Yeah.
And you know what you have for supper? Chicken butties, turkey butties.
No, I don't. You have chocolate.
No, turkey butties.
No.
Yeah, I've got a box of celebrations to work through. So, yeah, that'll be my dinner.
Have you still got your Yule log? Or has that disappeared?
No, he got sorted. A doctor sorted him out for that, didn't he?
You're referring to my Facebook post, aren't you?
Yeah.
I said that this won't last more than a few days. No, it got to Christmas.
What, was it?
Yeah.
Christmas movie. What's the one to watch today for you?
Well, this is a bit of an odd one. It's not a Christmas film, but I always watch it at Christmas. It just makes me feel warm and fuzzy inside. That'll be The Commitments.
Hey?
I watch it every Christmas period.
Really?
Yeah.
I can't say that's not a Christmas movie, because that would be wrong, because we argue about what isn't and isn't a Christmas movie.
No, I'll say it myself. It's not a Christmas movie.
But you like watching that on Christmas Day.
Yeah.
Right. Well, you know what we should be doing as well? I think Andrew mentioned it before. We should wish everybody a Merry Christmas at home.
Merry Christmas.
What kind of voice was that?
What was that?
You sound like you're getting off a horse. John Wayne over there. Merry Christmas. Yeah, Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Tuning in.
Thanks for putting up with us all through the year.
Yeah. Episode what? 30 what is it?
38 today.
Oh, 38. Jesus. 38 today. Yeah. 38 today.
Doing well.
Yeah.
All right, so because it's a Christmas Day episode, bit of a shorter one today.
Oh, yeah.
We don't want to interfere in people's Christmas days, do we, too much?
No, they probably
are. We do want to bring some joy and some laughter.
Yeah.
And the best way to do that...
is get a scriptwriter for the jokes.
Yeah.
I've gone even better. I've bought you some Christmas crackers. You've got three Christmas crackers each on your little table next to you.
Cracking.
This could take us 25 minutes to get through, but we'll get through it. You've each got, hopefully, a joke in each of those crackers.
Yeah.
And the fate of the joke and the score is down to the crackers.
Yeah, well, I've just realised the jokes in the crackers are normally at one end, aren't they? So,
we're at about at one end. It's the middle of it.
Yeah, but we can't both tell the joke that's in the cracker, can we?
Oh, no, you've got three crackers each. Oh, my God, it's going to take longer just to explain the rules, isn't it?
Oh, hang on. Are we pulling the crackers between us, or are we pulling our own crackers?
No, pull them between you. You're no fun, you lot, are you? Honest to God.
I'm just checking. Hang on. Jordan?
Yeah?
Grab that.
Right, so this is Kevin's joke.
Are these crackers from Poundland, Andrew?
Oh. Hey, Asda's best.
Hang on. What do you give a person who... Oh, it's ripped off, but I can make it out. What do you give a person who has everything? Anyone?
Don't know.
Antibiotics. Vicky's laughing.
Wow. Took me a minute to get that one, actually. All right, okay.
Yeah, you knew what that
All
meant.
All right, let's get another cracker.
The joke's intact. There you go.
What do you call a man with a paw in his leg?
What do you call what?
A man with a paw in his leg.
Go on.
Rodney.
So the point this turn goes... It's going to have to go to Kevin.
You're a winner!
So that's 5-3 now to Kevin.
Come on, John! Why did the Scarecrow get a promotion? Because he was outstanding in his field. Shocking.
Okay.
John, will you stop winning?
What carol is heard in the desert? O Camel, you faithful.
That's quite amusing.
Right. Oh God!
My
so between
one.
Those two, I'm gonna. Oh, you know, John, I'm gonna give you that one.
Woo! Ho, ho, ho. You're a winner! Ho, ho, ho.
5-4. You're still losing, but you need one more here.
Yeah.
Yes. I've got a hat. Oh, there's money in this one.
That's mine.
What goes up and never comes down, Jordan?
The sky.
Your age.
Wow.
That's not even funny, is it, really?
No.
I don't deserve to win anything for that one.
No, you don't.
Nope.
No.
Yours, last one there. Yay!
Go on, Jordan. This could bring you level here. This could be 5-5.
I can't find the joke.
There you go.
What did the snowman say to the other snowman?
Can you smell carrots?
Yeah! my joke!
But you know what? I'm going to give that to Jordan. 5-5.
You're a winner! Ho, ho, ho.
At the end of the Christmas episode.
Woo!
And at the end of the year. Last one of the year, that.
Bah, humbug.
So we start the new year.
Yeah.
Level pegging. 5 points all.
Well done, Jordan. Merry Christmas.
Has anybody got any Andrew. New Year's resolutions?
No, we'll do that in the next one on New Year's Day, you knob. So we'll see you next week.
See you next week.
Jeez.
Jesus Christ.
Merry Christmas!
The podcast that follows a dream with Jordan Anderson. A Positive Media Company production. Visit positivemedia.org.uk.